Brian1980, and welcome back to Let's Play Eric the Cleric. In the last episode, we were told that we had to find the missing Hammer of Viridian, which was stolen from the temple. And we acquired our weapon, the Sensor Staff. And we acquired 4 Sky Crystals, which means we only have... What? We got 6 Sky Crystals. Jeez. Yeah, where's my brain this morning? But anyway, we have 9 more to go, and let's have a look around in this cave.
Cave wall. Sky crystal.
Ooh.
Sky crystal. 7.
Sky crystal to the east, sky crystal to the west.
8.
Yeah, and if you've forgotten how many crystals you've collected, all you have to do is collect another one, and you'll hear how many you have. Ooh, our first enemy, the bat. Pretty vanilla, as H.C. Bailey would say. Let's...
Cave wall.
Isn't there? Let's have a look around. I could have sworn there was another crystal.
Cave wall. Cracked stone wall. Cave wall. 5 hearts. 8 sky crystals. 0 power cubes. 5 heart capacity. Action. Sky crystal.
There we go. I knew there was one I was missing. Way back over to the west here.
9. Cracked stone wall.
Now, let's just...
Cave wall. Stone platform. Cave wall. Power cube door.
Yeah, now the power cube door is...
Stone platform.
Almost directly, north of where you went to the cave. Now... Power cube door is...
Power cube door. Locked door.
It's locked. We can't open that. We need 5 cubes to get in. So, we're gonna head west first, because... Well...
Cave wall.
Because we are.
Cracked stone wall.
And we're gonna... Now, you may have heard there was a cracked stone... A cracked stone wall way over to the east, on the south side of that room. We're not gonna go there yet. Very soon, but... Again, they're just like wall switches and monsters. You just attack them in the direction...
Bone claw.
Now, these guys are very vanilla. They used to be more of a trap, because it would... not only would it take 1 heart off your health meter, it would also paralyze you. And you had a spin attack, which is the only way you could get rid of it. Now, you just walk up to it and attack it. And they pretty much die the same way the bats do.
Cave wall. Treasure chest.
Ooh, a treasure chest. Which are just like doors. You hit enter to open them.
Power cube.
Hey, 1 down, 4 to go. Nice.
Cave wall.
So anyway, while we've done that, we can now head...
Cave wall.
Way over to the east side of the cave where that other cracked wall was. We're not going to go through it yet, but...
Cave wall. Door.
There we go. There's a door on the north wall. And in this room are wood crates.
Cave wall. Wood crate.
North.
10. Cave wall. Wood crate. 11. Cave wall. Wood crate. 12.
Ah.
Cave wall. Door.
Okay, so we have 12 sky crystals. Cave that wall. Means we only have 3 more to go.
Crack stone.
There we go.
Stone
there's
wall.
A cracked wall.
Stone platform. Cave wall. Sky crystal.
There's a sky crystal.
Skeleton fighter.
And a skeleton fighter. I'm not really sure what those guys. They're just kind of there.
15.
Congratulations. Your center star beginning hunt enabling you to perform a smash attack. Simply hold down the spacebar, then press control. This will cause you to dive downwards, sending a shock of energy across the ground.
Let's just try that. Let's tap space. Well, here we go. And then you tap the control key before you land, and you cannot complete this area without it. And trust me, you don't want to try that. Let's see, can we make it? Yes. You want to jump over here to the east first, and then walk down here, and then to the east there will be a wall switch. Otherwise,
cave wall. Deadly drop-off. Single jump gap. Door.
Now, if you fall off of one of those gaps, you die. There's also, because you heard...
Deadly drop-off. Single jump gap.
Off to the east, there's a single jump gap, and then there are also double jump gaps, which, you can't jump yet. We need the double jump ability, which we won't unlock just yet. And then to the west, there is...
Deadly drop-off.
You notice the noise, on the single jump gap, and also on the double jump gap, there would have been a kind of a pinging noise, which means that with the right ability, you could conceivably clear that gap. But then, over to the west, there was just a deadly drop-off.
Deadly drop-off.
And that buzzing noise, that means you can't clear those, so don't even try, otherwise you'll die.
Door.
Now there's a door here, which if you came here before jumping over that jump gap, and hitting that wall switch, this door would be locked. Now this room... that was interesting. There was like a little grass.
Spike pit.
Yeah, be careful of the spikes. You don't want to...
Locked door. Locked door.
Okay, so there's a locked door.
Cave wall. Floor switch.
And to the west, there's a floor switch. Now floor switches are different from wall switches. You can't just attack a floor switch. You have to... And that's why you want to make sure you collect all 15 sky crystals. The one in the village, the three right by the river, and then the two kind of in the area right before you jump the platform to get into the cave, and then all nine in the cave. Because you will not, if you don't, you won't have the ground smash ability, and you won't be able to, because watch, I press enter, nothing happens. If I attack it, nothing happens. But, if I do this... Ha-ha! There we go. So...
Door.
And notice it said door this time, not locked door. Now...
Spike pit.
Oh, what the hell. Let's just show you what happens when you...
Spike pit 4 parts. Spike pit 3 parts. Spike pit 2 parts. Spike pit 1 parts.
Yeah.
Cave wall.
Now, if you die... You start at the beginning of the area that you died in. The only exception is boss battles. You will start at the you'll start the boss battle over from the beginning, but you don't have to trek all the way back, which is kind of nice because, you know.
Heart.
Ah, a heart. Now, a heart will restore you to complete full health. And since we have only one heart left...
Heart.
Bing!
Cave wall. Boss encounter.
A boss encounter. Let's go see what he... Now, personally, I'm not sure that it makes sense to be able to scan for bosses, but that's just me.
The battle wages on. We shall prevail.
Is it just me? Or does this guy seem like he took too long putting on that body armor? Say, buddy, it's okay. We understand. Just slip back into your pajamas. We promise not to tell anyone. We can see you still have curlers in your hair. I think I found your stuffed bunny.
Looks like he has the guard captain tied up.
Yeah, he must be a busy guy.
No, Scout, he's tied up with cable.
I like a lot of television, too.
Scout, he's tied up over there.
Oh, right.
Okay, so we found the guard captain, but we have to defeat this boss. Can we do it? We'll find out today. A bad H.C. Bailey impersonation. Now, this guy throws bombs at you, and depending on where you hear the bomb, you run away. So if you hear from the left, you run right.
Get him, Eric.
Yes, I got two. Now, you have to hit him with the ground smash. Whoa! Damn it! Ow! Ow!
Cave wall. Metal wall.
Now, the key with this guy is don't attack him before he powers down, because you can't approach him. Actually, he pretty much beat the crap out of me because I...
What did he say? We shall not destroy the mustard?
Scout, I think he said master.
Oh, that makes a little more sense, because I love mustard.
Scout, for the last time, you don't eat...
Well, I can still love mustard for who mustard is.
Thank you for saving me, young warrior.
Not a problem. Are you all right, Captain?
Yes.
Me doing both voices, and I was going for...
Tell him our enemy has been defeated.
We will.
I was kind of going for... I was kind of going for Ecliptor, you know, from Power Rangers in Space, if anyone remembers that voice, but my voice isn't quite deep enough. And Jake had to sort of pitch it downwards. Hey, cool, I made it right to the door.
Cave wall. Cave wall. Cave wall. Cave wall. Cave wall. Door. Door.
Ah. Now,
door.
Keep in mind, enemies will respawn after you leave the area. So, come down the ladder.
Skeleton fight.
And make sure you don't get your ass kicked by that skeleton fighter. Or he will kill you. Let's see, how many hearts do we have?
3 hearts. 0 sky crystals. 1 power cubes. 5 heart capacitor.
Now,
action.
Just like Legend of Zelda, you can have more hearts. Eric can have a maximum of 10. Although, well, ooh, cool, I was right,
platform.
Right there.
Pine tree, pine tree.
Yep, we're still out, we're outside the actual caves, but we're still in the, there we go. And we have a familiar song, but, let's go home and rest, since we got pretty beat up in that last boss fight. So, to use the bed, we hit enter, just like we do to open doors, treasure boxes, yada yada yada. So here we go.
Your progress is now saved. Scout is the hero.
Aha, so... we've reclaimed the hammer, but what reward will the chief give us? What other tasks will he have for us? Find out next time on Let's Play Eric the Cleric.
Stop recording.